There ain't nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little home improvement.
Listener appreciation for this week. We got stuff. We got Suns tickets. We got Phoenix Open tickets. Lots of them. We got three pairs. So we got a pair of tickets to the Suns and three pairs to the Phoenix Open. They're any day passes. You just go any day you want between January 29th and February 2nd. So here's the trivia question. January 2nd, 1911, the city marshal of Tucson announces bicycle riders are required to do what when approaching an intersection? You find the answer in our home maintenance calendar. Text it in to 411-923, and we'll select four random right winners at the end of the programming segment. And January 2nd, a new law in town in Tucson. Bicycle riders were required to do what when approaching an intersection?
All right.
Let's get to the calls. Clyde and Mesa first on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. May we help you, Clyde? He's busy.
His phone's going from in the car Bluetooth to handheld, the Bluetooth transition. Clyde, are you there, buddy?
Yes, that's exactly what you heard there. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I got you.
Sorry for the terrible timing.
No worries.
So I live out in Mesa, on the original McKellop's Homestead property. So as you can imagine, I live right on a big orchard. So
yeah.
But we've had a roof rat problem that's just gone from nothing to awful in about 3 days flat. So as you can imagine, it's an older structure, and I know the kind of first word of advice is to just seal everything up. But was wondering if you could just kind of walk me through step by step and hopefully give a suggestion of a company that you might suggest would specialize in roof rats. We do have exterminators, but it doesn't seem like they're able to do much more than kind of show up and say, hey, we don't see rats. So and put some bait blocks down, and that's kind of seems to be their best solution, which isn't cutting it.
Yeah, bait blocks is one tactic that a lot of the companies use. It's a multifaceted approach. Now, Clyde, the good thing about roof rats, if in fact they're actual roof rats, is that they're slow and they're dumb, okay? So they are fairly easy to trap, and then you have to decide what you're going to do with them, whether they're trapped live or poisoned or whatever. You have a neighbor, you have a neighbor, Blue Sky Pest Control, who we've recommended for multiple roof rat infestations over in the Arcadia area, and they got great results. You could try Blue Sky and see if let them come out and do a full analysis of the property. The couple homes where we've had to deal with it on a personal level, it is sealing up every place that needs to be sealed up. We set a lot of have a heart traps, and it's a slice of citrus with a little piece of peanut butter on it. And then you've got the animal trapped live. You do with it what your conscience dictates. They will come back. I'll tell you that. The bait boxes and the poisons, you've got to be careful whether or not you do or don't have any wandering pets in and about your property or in and about the neighborhood in general. They can be controlled. But, boy, once they're in your attic, you've got to get them before they have a litter or two up there, or this is going to turn into a months-long endeavor of real frustration and aggravation, knowing you've got rats in your attic, eating, wiring, and pooping in your insulation. They're very aggravating animals. If you haven't tried Blue Sky Pest Control, I'd say do that. Let them come out and do a full, multifaceted approach, because that's what it takes. You've gotta get it on several different fronts, and there's just nothing more aggravating than having to deal with it, that's for sure. I will tell you, we had it for a short while at our house, and I was suspicious it was coming from the neighbor's yard, and he insisted it wasn't. But then he did something, like cleaned up his backyard, and came over to my house, and he apologized. He said, man, when we cleaned that pile up, it was full of rats. I said, yeah, well, I can't thank you enough for cleaning it up and hauling it all away. And then our problem kind of disappeared.
Yeah, and you know, Clyde, the mindset you have to have is you're going to war here.
That's exactly right.
And you, when you go to war, you don't just bring the Army.
You don't bring the Air Force.
You bring the Navy. You bring the Marines. Yeah. You bring everything you got if you're trying to win it. And two things that are going to really help, Rosie mentioned, to have a heart trap. There is Bonnet has a product called Rat Magic that works really good. I would set all kinds of traps and deterrents, and just it every day you're just going to have to continue hunting them. You may go to your local humane society, find a neutered cat, turn it loose, teach it home, and it's going to take an arsenal, but you're going to win it. And we have yet to get four right answers. We've got a couple right. What were Tucson bicyclists required to start doing when they approached an intersection as of January 2nd, 1911? The answer's in our home maintenance calendar. Just look for the little Arizona flag.